to the gulag.
We'll be looking forward to their report in a couple of weeks when they return safely home. They're having a good week there. Lunch at the Kremlin with the mayor of Moscow and a whole itinerary of touring just for special people like Prosper and Yoav.
Prosper used to be the music man on Travel World a few years ago. We're trying to get him back on board because he used to play guitar for us and whatnot. Good man. So, further, we had also stories last week. There was an airline company, Air Transat, out of Montreal. They had an Airbus that was sent across the Atlantic, of course, had a fuel leak, landed in the Azores, well, without fuel, kind of like the Gimli glider from Air Canada back in
the early 80s. Yeah.
In the early 80s. And, well, the pilot landed the plane safely, saved all lives on board, zero injuries, and the plane is still intact. And he was sent back to Montreal, came back as a hero. But now, could you believe it, there are actually people in the press and people calling in who are trying to vilify this guy because sometime 18 years ago he did something bad. Like, who cares? I mean, if this guy's going to land the plane and save all these lives, he's in the plane and he did it.
Let's live in the moment, not in the past.
Well, sure. I mean, well, look, you got a convicted murderer on board the plane. If he lands the plane and saves these people, he's a hero for doing that. Send him to jail anyhow. But the fact is, he's still a hero because he saved all these lives.
And, of course, now the investigation is looking more into the maintenance standards of Air Transat, not following the memos that they received from Rolls-Royce and Airbus in how to rectify the fuel linkage lines in the engine. So I think that's the main issue here is the safety of the maintenance staff and the elements of the how the aircraft are maintained. But, of course, you can look at how well they train their pilots as a positive feature. I think it's the hangar maintenance that issue here.
I think that pilot, definitely. I mean, you can also go back to the Sioux City, Iowa crash from United Airlines, and that pilot, of course, even though the plane cartwheeled near the end, who's to say how many people would not have lived that he saved because he was a skilled pilot? So, again, you have a situation here where somebody saved lives. I think that's very much to be commended, one way or the other. So, I mean, I really don't have time for those people who are trying to vilify this pilot. But another story in the National Press, National Post of Canada, they have out of Alberta.
Kind of a relief, yes.
Well, because the trouble with the problem with the Air Transat was a fuel leak. Well, it says, the headline reads, another pilot encounters an emergency leak problem out of Calgary. Flying wasn't his undoing. It was undoing his fly that caused the problem. A pilot who landed his plane at Calgary International Airport apparently hoped no one would notice when he got out on the runway to urgently relieve himself. But he found himself surrounded by rescue personnel who thought he was suffering an emergency. Well, he was relieved.
Oh, yes, but it certainly was an emergency. I can attest to that fact that many times you feel like you are going to explode, so I can
Sure.
I can relate.
Well, you could actually be driving down to Cape Cod and experience a similar emergency.
Oh, yes, on Highway 128 outside of Boston in a rainstorm. And always pack your little pot in the back seat, and you will be have something to fall back on in case of an emergency. Remember that great piece of advice from Bill Luxton. Don't drink a large bottle of prune juice before a long bus trip. So you sometimes have to remember those moments. But you were down in the north of Boston area last week. Did you get attacked by that killer bald eagle, which was flying around the coast of Hampton Beach and finally was captured at Salisbury Beach? Actually, he was released months before from a program rehabilitate injured birds down near the Charlotte area. So he relocated from North Carolina. I guess he was going from WADA up to CW and SH.
Well, whoever says that Salisbury Beach is for the birds, actually, it's a very nice place. It's one of our perennial favorites to go to. And Maria Miles, who is known internationally as the Czar of Salisbury, welcomed us and actually welcomed us around, showed us the place once again. We saw the usual things, plus some new areas. We had a fantastic, terrifically tasty meal at the Hungry Traveler restaurant. And then the next night...
Best breakfast you've had in Salisbury in a long time.
...was at the Hobo Cafe. Chef Howie set up a new restaurant right on the beach. And we stayed at the Ocean Gate Motel, the closest motel to the beach. And you didn't even have to ever leave the Salisbury Beach area. You get up, have yourself a delicious breakfast. Chef Howie's a three-star chef. And you sit at the beach eating terrific food. You can have lunch, and then you have yourself a nice supper there. And then later on, you can go to the Sylvan Street Grill and have yourself a beautifully delicious rack of ribs.
Oh, I'm sure you just chowed down and enjoyed them wonderfully.
Chowed down is the word, Steve. And course, you know, we did the usual thing. I stood on the beach, said I was the king of France. That means I was lying on the beach.
Oh, yes. Well, part of your regular routine, you passed that beautiful motel on the way to the beach, and what did you say?
Naughty fine. Well, actually, they spell it naughty like tying a knot in a rope, and I call it naughty like N-A-U-G-H-T-Y. So.
Part of your regular repertoire of sayings, part of the memories that happen every year when you return year after year to the north of Boston area, which is part of family tradition for countless generations of Canadians and Americans in the Northeast.
Salisbury Beach is by far one of the most fun beaches, especially in the north of Boston area, especially since it's got a wide open, clean beach. They're knocking down the buildings on the beach. It is not so built up like Hampton Beach. It is not so busy. And every evening you have live music, free live music, right in the middle of the Broadway area. You can drive right up to the beach, park for $3, just $3 for the whole day right at the beach. You can't beat that, Steve.
No, nothing can be beat there. And I was down in Pennsylvania, the southwestern part of the state, Altoona and Johnstown and Farmington, after the show last week, visited the Pennsylvania Railroad Museum, the Railroaders Memorial.
Is that Charlie's brother? Altoona?
Altoona, yes.
Altoona's brother?
Well, Altoona was a big railroad town up until the late 50s. 17,000 people were employed by the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Yeah.
And the Railroad Museum, unfortunately, I didn't have enough time to tour it because I was doing the show, and I will have to return because that was kind of conflicted there time-wise, but wonderful exhibits, and sat outside overlooking downtown Altoona having a picnic lunch at their tables from Michael's Cafe where you can get a mega sandwich. You can't get your mouth around it. They are so large, the sandwiches from Michael's Cafe in Altoona. Oh, yeah. No, that next week with Robert McBride. get the shows correctly.
That is true, yes.
Altoona stayed at the Days Inn, which is one of the top-rated Days in the chain. That's actually where U.S. Airways Express, Chautauqua Airlines, put their crews who are overnighting in Altoona with their in-room coffee makers and hair dryers, shower massage, and electronic lock, security latch, outdoor whirlpool, all the features that you've come to expect from a great hotel.
That is terrific. And you had, of course, great service from U.S. Air coming back from Altoona. You were first in line for takeoff.
Oh, first in line for takeoff leaving from Altoona. Now, there's a wonder when there's only one plane leaving at the airport. You're not even 17th in line, but our flights were early, Altoona, Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh, Montreal, and the people were very friendly, very helpful, excellent in-flight services, beverages and snacks served, and U.S. Airways really owns the state of Pennsylvania. They serve all the little airports, Williamsport and State College, Johnstown, Altoona. You go to all those places, Scranton and Erie. You fly U.S. Airways and U.S. Airways Express, 1-800-428-4322. Also visited Hollidaysburg. In Hollidaysburg, they're building the new Slinky Museum. So all those fans of Slinkies, that is where Slinkies are made. And we have our junior Slinkies here. We're going to be playing with our Slinkies afterwards.
Yes.
And it was where the Allegheny Portage Railroad began many years ago, connecting the canal over the mountains. And that's very interesting. You look at the technology that they were using in the 1830s. You wonder, how did they ever figure out a way to divide boats into? They were interconnecting boats. They transported them almost like piggyback cars today, container trains, up over the mountains using stationary steam engines, then railroads, the first with horse-drawn carriages, then with steam engines. The Allegheny Portage Railroad was a sight to see. And, of course, in Hollidaysburg, the U.S. Hotel dates back to that era, the 1830s, where you can have a wonderful meal in a Victorian atmosphere. The
tasty meal?
Oh, very tasty. Veal Santa Monica, prime rib of beef, Maryland crab cake, so huge it covered up the whole plate. So, Hollidaysburg and Western Pennsylvania, call the Westsylvania Heritage Corporation, 1-800-898-3636 for more information. And when we return, of course, Jerry Wag show boutique hotels in California and learning to fly. Can Jerry flap his arms and take off?
Yeah, learning to fly, or actually learning to control his fly.
That'll be the first lesson they had to teach him. That's a lesson learned well from Calgary Airport.
That's right. Whether it was his undoing or not. Well, we have a break coming up, and stay tuned following the break right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Dylan Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
What's what's happening is that you're experiencing things like outrageous food allergies. You know, all of a sudden you can't have whatever, skin rashes. You're also experiencing cravings for sugars, mood swings, no energy.
Dr. Skip Snow offers you healthy alternatives.
Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern.
The only way out is to reestablish the basics, get rid of the chaos in your system, bring order and primary function so that everything is working very basically.
On this station and Liberty Works Radio. It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vaccines are safe and effective, right? Wrong. Go get your flu shot every year to protect yourself and your family. Good idea? Not. Autoimmune diseases such as AIDS, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Gulf War syndrome, they're skyrocketing and nobody knows why. Right? Wrong.
Dr. Janet Miles and Steve Weston share their healing ways on Barefoot Health, promoting your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Barefoot Health, live this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford. Right here on a Saturday morning, and I'm just reading the blogs here on how to play with your slinky in your hands.
Yes, the slinkies that we got in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, the home of the slinky, where they're planning to build a new slinky museum to open the next year to...
It says, now raise and lower each hand in a rhythmic motion.
How to teach somebody how to play with the slinky, and all of the safety instructions on the side for those of you who may use slinkies for functions that they were not designed for. And Jerry Wagshall is with us now. He's been out to San Francisco and also an area south of San Francisco to learn about two properties that we guess would be described as boutique and quite different. One is an inn, more or less, and I guess one is a camping experience. Good morning, Jerry.
That's right. Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Will. It's funny that you guys are happening to be talking about Slinkies today because...
Are you playing with one, too?
In fact, I was just playing with a Slinky, I think it was a couple of days ago. I was meeting a friend in New York who had two, who really had this fascination with them. She's a journalist, and she uses it for stress. You know,
stress relief. Okay.
Well, stress relief, that's a great way to use your Slinky.
There you go. So I think you guys are on the beginning of the wave there with the Slinky thing there. Definitely, I think they're coming to make a comeback. I'll tell you today about...
This here on the box, do not eat.
Well, pretty hard. They would be pretty hard to eat.
Yeah.
The hotels I'm going to talk to you, the places I'm going to talk to you about today are very, very exciting. Basically, I'm going to tell you about, first one is called the Nob Hill Lambourne, and it's in San Francisco itself. These hotels are designed by Chip Conley, who created the Joie de Vivre hotel chain. And Chip Conley is known for, he was known for at the age of 26, he borrowed $1 million and basically redid a hotel called the Phoenix, which has now become an extraordinarily successful rock and roll hotel. And part of the legend is that he and a bunch of friends got together with some paint and kind of thought about the things that rock and roll musicians would like and reconstructed this hotel based on that. And in the spirit of what he's... From there, from the three hotels back in the early 90s, now the chain has now grown to about 13. And one of these hotels I'm going to talk to you about today is called the Nob Hill Lambourne. And this hotel is a business health hotel. The concept being that people who travel a lot, like many of us and like me, know that business travel can be extremely unhealthy. You are trying to find out, it's very difficult to know where to go eat. It's difficult to exercise. You know, I have to beg and scream to get people to give me a bagel with no butter on it, and they put mayonnaise and they put butter and they put cheese and everything else that I've asked them not to do, even in good hotels. Very good hotels. And this concept here is that instead of chocolates on your pillow, you'll have vitamins on your pillow. Instead of beer in your fridge, you have ginger beer in your fridge. You have
another Spruce beer.
Yeah.
You've got an exercise bicycle in your room. And you guys are going to like this one. In-house shrink that you can get on the phone for $2 a minute.
Gives new meaning to having a 976 number in your room.
This is literally, guys. This is an in-house shrink, which is very similar to. It's more like actually a corporate coach than a real shrink. Although, if you want to use it as a shrink to talk about your mother and father and all that sort of stuff, you can do that too. But it's really for, like, I've got a big meeting coming up, I don't know what I'm going to do, that sort of stuff. So that kind of, you know, like little coaching that goes on before that you go on. Now, in terms of the rooms themselves, they're, you know, large rooms, very large rooms, more like apartments with huge beds. And this hotel is very close to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, in between the Financial District and the sort of Union Square area. However, on Pine Street. However, it's much cheaper than a lot of the big sort of mainstream hotels, and yet has amenities that many of the other bigger hotels do not have. And I guess that's why it's a boutique hotel, because it is smaller. And if you're interested in going to the Nob Hill Lambourne, the business health hotel, modeled after Men's Magazine. It's funny, because in the Chip Conley philosophy, what he did to market these hotels was his concept is you pick a magazine, and then you model the hotel after the magazine, and you pick 5 adjectives in the magazine, and then you make everything like that. So in this hotel is modeled after the magazine called Men's Health. But I find it's a very interesting idea. And if you want to read more about this marketing philosophy, he's got a new book out called The Rebel Rules, Daring to Be Yourself in Business.
I like to see the hotel modeled after Maxim magazine.
Yeah, well, you know, there's something else for you to do on the side there, Willem.
Yeah.
There's probably a big niche there for that. I think there are a lot of guys who might want to go. So 800-274-8466 is the number for to go to the Nob Hill Lambourne, a 20-room hotel with a spa also on the premises and all the amenities that I was talking to you about before. A fascinating place.
Well, people are tired of some of those big convention hotels, and as you correctly state, business travelers are looking for more of the personalized service and attention to detail that the boutique property concept can provide them with.
Yes, and also I should mention that San Francisco is difficult to park in. There is, you know, valet parking, and also in terms of business stuff like laptop computers, fax port, you know, modem ports and all that stuff, that's all there. So I'm assuming that everybody knows that that's a given, that since this is designed to the business traveler, all the basic business stuff is there with all the extra stuff as well. Now, I have something else that you guys I might find interesting in our listeners. When we think about plush bathrobes, and we think about maid service, we think about fresh towels, we think about champagne and fine cheeses, we normally think about, you know, very expensive, fancy hotels. However, you can also get all this camping. And this is one of the most unique concepts I've ever seen executed. It's a place called, again, in the same chain of hotels, the Joie de Vivre chain, a place called Costa Nova, which is an hour south of San Francisco on Highway 1. Some writers have called this a cushy campground. I've called it the designer campground. It basically combines all the comfort of a hotel with the naturalness of camping. The concept is it's less intrusive to your, you know, when you, and I, another way of looking at it is camping without the schlep.
Wow.
Because when you go camping, you know, you're schlepping your bedroll, you're schlepping your sleeping bag, you're schlepping your stuff. Sometimes you have to bring minimal food. It depends how far away you are from the car.
Sure.
And, you know, you're doing it. But this is different because what's happened here is Costa Nova is a lodge and a camp. And there, if you just want to be in the lodge, that's fine. There's lots of rooms in the lodge. But as well, there are areas for 135 tent bungalows. And what these tent bungalows are these, basically they're canvas cabins with a wood floor, and but basically you can still feel the air coming in, right? Because they're not actually like a solid, a completely like locked in sort of wood construction, because they're partially made out of canvas. And you open in some parts. Some of the tents are located in very scenic areas where you can overlook, you know, the foothills and mountains and the sort of the brush of the area. And very close by, of course, off of, you can cross the street. It's about a small 20-minute walk, and you're one of the most wildest and scenic parts of the California coastline. And there, in certain parts of the year, I think it's between January and April, for example, you can see the whales that are migrating. You can actually see them from your trip down to the coast, your little walk there. As well as when we went, we saw seals that were just outside, and sea lions that were swimming and doing the different things that seals do, just in the water. So it's amazing. It's also very windy, and it also feels very exciting and very healthy to be out there in that kind of a coastline, because not only is this area 400 acres, 95% of which is undeveloped, but the campground itself is connected to the big basins and another state park, as well as the Ano Nuevo State Preserve, which is 30,000 acres of state of park area. And so basically you have this connection to all of these you know, hiking trails, and then there's mountain biking and tide pooling, and as well other things that are offered at this campground, which like yoga and horseback riding. We went on a guided nature walk with somebody from the campground, which was excellent. And in case you don't bring all your food and all that stuff with you, there is a general store on the premises. But again, in the spirit of this eccentric chain, what can you get at the general store? It's not just bologna sandwiches and
white sandwiches. Well, we're going to continue with Jerry Wags. She'll talk to you about the great food that he ate at Costanoa, and also about Jerry's flying lessons. Maybe he'll be flying out to California next trip on his own when we return here on Travel World this morning on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay listening.
Guitar in the streets starts to melt from the heat, and the sweat's running down on my head.
This is the Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jim Kerr. Mass News reports that a mother in Massachusetts had her newborn baby seized during a raid of her hospital room after giving birth. While celebrating with her family in her hospital room, a nurse entered the room and took the baby, saying that she had to check his vital signs. Within minutes, a posse of police and DDS social workers raided the room and informed the family that the DDS had taken the baby due to a 51A report of neglect, which had been filed by a nurse only hours after the baby was born. The report alleges that Ross had not fed her baby the right way when she was in recovery when allowed to hold and feed the newborn. She says she fears for the life and safety of her newborn. Her 5-year-old son Kyle died after a Rottweiler attacked him this June while in another DDS foster home. Attorney Greg Hessen says the snatch from the hospital could be in retribution for the wrongful death suit the mother had filed against the agency. Compounding her worries, Ross said the DDS placed her infant son and her other son Damien together with two homosexual men who say they want to adopt them. Ross said she would have the boys checked out at a hospital for molestation immediately after she gets them back from the DDS, particularly after a homosexual foster care parent in Worcester County was arrested last month for raping two boys in his custody. The DDS statement said, quote, "Cognizant of Mrs. Ross's desire to care for her infant, we are nonetheless mandated to ensure that the infant's safety and best interests are protected in a safe environment. We are grateful that the court's decision today affirms the department's position on the safety of this child," end quote. While mindful of the privacy of the child, DDS would not even reveal the identity of the medical, child welfare, and medical health professionals whom it had consulted. Observers say it sounds like all the social workers are employees of the DDS, but the agency will always use a phrase like that to avoid being accountable to the public. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Calling all Generation Xers. Calling all Generation Xers.
Are you tired of search engines that return thousands of useless results? Discover intuitive searches at linkscrawler.com, where Generation Xers search the web their way. If you're between the ages of 18 and 34, you'll find interesting websites and links, including Babe of the Day, shopping, and horoscopes. Linkscrawler.com allows searching the web your way.
They started to come toward me.
Are you a skeptic or are you a believer? Join me, Rob McConnell, weekday mornings in the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Join me as we investigate, interact, and interview those in the know in the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology. Dare to believe and dare to be heard, weekday mornings from 2 to 6, live and exclusively on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
A map of stars. A man came in while I was...
And welcome back to Travel World. Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus here this Saturday morning on the Liberty Works Radio Network, talking with Jerry Wagshaw, just learning a bit about Costa Noa, the designer campground 1 hour south of San Francisco. Now, Jerry, you're talking about bologna sandwiches. Did you really have to eat bologna sandwiches, or did you get better food than that?
No, yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is that's what you often associate with camping, or like, you know, pork and beans and bologna sandwiches or
burnt marshmallows.
When I went camping, I remember one of the first times about 20 years ago, I took a can of sardines and then spilled it all over my pants and smelled like fish for about 2 weeks.
Well, that's what you told everybody else. There's another reason why you smelled like fish for 2 weeks.
But the thing about this place is that it is really, they have a general store, and that the store, the food inside that store is just exquisite gourmet food. So you really have in this place all the highlights and the benefits of staying at an excellent hotel, and yet with all the, you know, wonderful qualities of being outdoor and experiencing the nature and stars and the ocean and the wind. And if you're interested in going to Costa Noa, which is really a unique experience, you can call 800-738-7477. Again, all the hotels in the Joie de Vivre chain can be found by going on the internet to www.sftrips.com. So congratulations to Chip Connolly for innovating Costa Noa. I tell you a little bit now about my learning to fly experiences. A lot of people's experience of flying, and I guess mine included, is choosing between the chicken or the beef on the flight, the movie, whether it's going to be good or not, and of course it delays, especially if you're coming in from New York like I am. But that's not exactly the stuff that legends are made of.
Right.
But to learn to fly, that is really something else, and something where you get to feel a real adventure, and much more, as one writer put it, inside the experience. You feel everything more when you're flying, and there are bumps when you're flying your own airplane, but somehow, because you're flying it, maybe it's because, as you know how it feels, the difference between being a driver and a passenger, and you know how sometimes when you're driving a car you never seem to notice as much what's going on. Well, it's the same thing when you're flying an aircraft. Although there are small bumps, you seem to feel much more part of it. It's almost a spiritual experience.
Those are the speed bumps on the runway, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The bumps when you get off, when you're in the air, you know, it's a smaller plane, so you're going to feel things a little bit more intensely than, for example, you'd feel them in a jet.
Wind currents or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The air pockets. Yeah.
Little things like that.
That's not a Piper Cub.
Interestingly enough, flying is actually making a big comeback. A new organization called Be a Pilot, which was set up with $2 million in donations, has been offering a $49 certificate, which is about half the price of what it normally costs, for an introductory flying session. And so far, about 25,000 people have contacted the organization and taken them up on that offer.
Wow.
And up from last year, the people getting their student's pilot certificate, which is what you need in order to be able to solo in the air, which is I've done in the past, but now have to get up to that level again, it has gone up 9%.
Wow.
And it's interesting. It's a little fairly, but so there has been this resurgence of activity in people trying to learn in how to fly there on their own, again, which is a very exciting and adventurous thing to do. And as well, this surge in activities corresponds with a decline in the amount of accidents, which has been down 45% since 1982. And at a 31 million flight hours that, you know, logged over last year, there were about 1,800 accidents. Talking to you a little bit about the practicality of learning to fly, the cost in the United States is approximately $4,000 to $6,000 US. This now To get your private pilot's license, which basically allows you to rent or to fly a plane that you buy, this allows you to fly a plane using visual flight rules, which means that you have to be able to see, you know, where you're going. It's not like,
yeah, you got to watch where you're going.
Instrument flying, right? You can follow highways. You use maps. You have to know what you're doing. Instrument flying, which is a completely different and more complex thing, of course,
right,
takes many more hours to learn how to fly, because that's what they fly when you go on a regular jet airliner. You can't see the ground all the time,
right,
and it's difficult to know where the horizon is. So you have to. That's a completely different thing. But for a private pilot's license, that's how much essentially that it would cost you.
Sure.
But this would allow you, Willem or Steven or me or anybody to go and say, you know, I feel like getting on a plane. I think, you know, today I have to go to London. I think I'll just go to the Island Airport and I'll fly over to London, Ontario, and you can rent it and park it and come back. I've been taking my lessons at a place called the Raritan Flying School, which is in Princeton, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
It's run by a lady named Naomi Nirenberg and her husband, who took over the airport in 1985, a very charming lady. I've done some basic things. Of course, I learned how to fly in Canada a while back, but I was very close to getting my license and I didn't finish. So now I have to be sort of re-groomed again to get back up to the level where I was. Again, it takes 40 hours minimum in the United States from the FAA to get your license. Of course, you have to do exams and stuff like that and practical tests. But most students on the national average take about 80 hours.
Okay.
And it costs about $50 to $75 U.S. an hour to rent a plane, and about $25 to $50 an hour for the instructor. So again, I would say it's about a $4,000 to $6,000 investment, depending on the weather and how good you are and all that sort of stuff. So here I basically what I've been doing recently, Stephen, and I'll give you an update, and Willem, I'll give you an update at the end of my 5 hours, which I'm currently doing.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping to get up to the solo level, but
okay,
right now I've just basically been going with the instructor, going over the basic maneuvers, you know, turning, getting back into takeoffs again. I'm going to work on my landings, and then
right,
when I've got all that sort of figured out, I'm going to hope solo, and then I'm going to, you know, talk again about what it's like again to get back in the air. I have done it once, and I have done it before in Canada, but I need to get back to that level again.
Do you fly a Cessna, a Piper Cub? What are you flying?
I'm flying a Cessna 152. You can also, you know, if you're small, you can get in a 152. Larger people will get in a 172. That's a little
right,
bit more expensive. You know, it's a two-seater aircraft.
Sure, enough room for me and all my friends.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, exactly. If you don't have a lot of friends, it's a great airplane to fly. I was going to tell you something else too. I guess some of the more exciting things I have done in the past. One of the parts of the process of learning to fly is the stalling. One of the things you do when you're in the process of learning to fly is actually stall the aircraft.
That's the first thing I learned when driving standard.
Oh yeah,
stalling.
When you're learning standard, that's right, because you just sort of do it by accident, right?
Yeah.
In this case, you do it on purpose.
Yeah.
The idea is that you know how to stall the aircraft. You know how to recover from a stall.
Yeah.
So what you basically do is you get the nose in a position where the plane stops getting lift and
right,
it starts to stall. And then what you have to do is know how to recover from a stall, the object of the exercise being that should this ever happen to you, that you would basically know what to do. And in fact, what's interesting about stalling is instead of actually turning the nose up, you actually turn the nose down so the plane gets lift again, and then
yeah,
you add power and you're off the stage. So I will
airspeed,
keep
yeah,
you guys posted on learning to fly. I can also tell you that that basically Canadian and American licenses are fairly reciprocal, so you can use one, you can trade in one and get a Canadian, U.S. one and get a Canadian one, take your Canadian one and get a U.S. one. I should mention also from my previous segment that JetBlue is the way to get to Oakland, California, which is very close to San Francisco.
Yes, good old JetBlue.
Hmm?
Good old JetBlue.
Yeah, they have two flights per day, a morning and an evening flight leaving from JFK. It's a 5.5-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
They fly on Airbus 320s. They give you away their famous blue chips. You've got digital television. A very, very on-time airline. I have to say, from flying a lot of different airlines, that this airline is extremely good about getting off the ground. And the people working on the airline, your flight attendants, don't carry trays. You know, they bring you all your stuff the old-fashioned way, like it used to be in the 1960s when you saw movies. They just bring you, they take your order, and then they bring you your stuff.
That's
very
cool.
Minimal food, but the animal crackers are great.
JetBlue has a great reputation, and we've had a lot of people fly on them doing stories, and always a positive report on JetBlue. Well, Jerry Wagschild, sounds like you had a great time out in California, and soon you keep those lessons up, and you might be flying for JetBlue yourself one day. Have a great weekend, Jerry, and we'll be talking to you soon when you get back from the Windflower Inn in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts in a few weeks' time.
Oh, that's right, and there's foliage coming there, so that should be great.
Have fun.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Bob, did you see the news last night?
Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Don't watch it? Don't you want to stay informed about what's going on?
Well, sure I do. But you don't learn anything from mainstream media news except what the government wants you to learn. That's why I read SierraTimes.com to get the real stories.
SierraTimes.com, what's that?
SierraTimes.com is an internet news publication with no ties to the government or mainstream liberal media. They get to the truth behind the stories and publish the real news that the liberals don't want you to see.
Oh, one of those crackpot websites, huh?
Well, not exactly, Judy. SierraTimes.com has broken several major news stories and is read by hundreds of thousands of Americans who want to know what's really going on. They cover the stories that aren't politically correct so that people can make informed decisions about elections, about referendums, about serious issues that may mean a danger to our very freedoms.
Okay, sounds interesting. So where can I find it?
Oh, you girls are so cute. I told you, if you want news with an attitude, then go to www.sierratimes.com. That's www.sierratimes.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long as you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Our last segment of this Saturday, September the 1st, and we have, September the 1st, believe it or not.
Yeah, not August 32nd, no.
August 32nd. Well, we wish it was August 32nd because summer wouldn't be over yet. Special guest on the line with us with her whirlwind tour of Europe, we have Lauren Nickman. Lauren, welcome to Travel World.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Lauren, tell us where you are.
Well, at the moment, I'm at a telephone. Trastevere, Viale Trastevere. It's a little loud, so I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, but I'm doing my best.
Okay.
But I'm in Rome.
Oh, Rome.
And I just did the most amazing whirlwind tour of Italy with the language school that I was staying at. I visited tons of really interesting places, and previous to that, I was in Amsterdam. And previous to that, I was in London.
Making your way bit by bit from London to Amsterdam to Rome.
And then all over Italy from there. So I give you a rundown of the places I've been, but it's getting close to 20, so it's kind of a long list. But the highlights include... Well, of course, London, Amsterdam, Rome, Florence, beautiful city, one of my favorites. Ravenna has some incredible, the mosaics in some of the churches are just beautiful. I went to San Leo, I went to Siena for some festival I can't remember the name of, but apparently it was supposed to be a big deal, but it was beautiful, and I've just had a wonderful time. Italy's a great place. The people are very friendly, and I just had a great time. I love it here. I don't want to come back.
And you met a few characters along the way. For example, in Amsterdam, when you're taking the canal boat tour, you never know where you're going to come across a former Baltimore City policeman.
That's right. That's right. And he happened to inform me about all the fires that were going on, how Baltimore was burning from underneath.
Oh, yeah, the tunnel fire. Yes, the railroad tunnel fire.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. So it was kind of nice. I'm glad that, you know, my family and my friends felt that they needed to inform me of the current events. But I found out through the local Baltimore a policeman that was doing a canal tour in Amsterdam.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and by the way, I would like to mention, as far as Amsterdam's concerned, it's a beautiful city. It's wonderful. There's art. There's the canals. There's bikes. There's lots and lots of bikes. Everybody's heard Amsterdam, you know, and about the drugs and the sex and the legalization. And if you are not interested in that, still go to Amsterdam because it's just a beautiful city. It's so civilized. Everyone's so friendly. They have great art. They have great dramatic performances. It's just an amazing place. It was an amazing city. I loved it. I want to go back.
Which any wacky stories on your way down?
Oh, well, yeah. I had probably my most interesting experience here. A couple weeks ago, I guess it was last week, we went to the beach near here. I think it's called Bodina di Civetta. And we were laying on the beach and we met this interesting woman. She was from here, but she was living in London, but she was vacationing here. And
okay.
And we talked to her and she's like, oh, I should take you to my hometown, which is like 5 miles away from here. She's like,
right.
It's got some great stuff. It's an old Etruscan city, so they had a lot, one of the best collections of Etruscan art. And she's like, yeah, you know, there's some places to eat there and stuff. And so she said she'd take us there. So, you know, we're like, oh, cool. So we went, and they had this neat little festival going on, and she showed us where the bus stop was and where, you know, this nice little pizzeria was. And so we're like, okay, cool. And then she left us on our own. Well, because of this festival that was going on, the bus didn't stop at the stop that she had told us about. So we're like, oh, well, we'll find something, but we weren't really all that concerned about it. We wandered around, met some two gentlemen selling ferrets and ducks and chipmunks in the square. And the one guy, I asked him what his name was, and he's like, Mario. And then he was really excited to see us, so he calls out to his friend Luigi. So we met the Super Mario Brothers while we were there. And had lots of fun, and then we decided, okay, well, it's about time to go home. It was like 9:30. We started waiting for the bus, and no buses came. So we stopped and asked an Italian policewoman, in Italian, of course, you know, how we were supposed to get home, and she's like, well, the buses quit running. Okay, well, how about a taxi? There are no taxis. Okay, well, we need to get to the train station. There is no train station. Okay, well, where is the train station? About 5 kilometers down this road in the next town, Ladispoli. So 10 o'clock at night, me and my three girlfriends, were walking in the pitch black on the non-existent shoulder, 5 kilometers, a little over 3 miles, to the next town. Get there around 11, and I see a train pull away. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I hope that's not the last train for the night. So you're running up to the train schedule. The last train leaves at 11:06.
Okay.
I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we've missed the last train. And we looked at the check the time, and it was 6 minutes to. So there was the second to last train, and we caught the last train with 6 minutes to go.
Oh, you did catch a train out there.
Definitely our most adventuresome story.
Oh boy, that's an interesting story though. You and your four girlfriends walking pitch black in the middle of Italy.
Shows resourcefulness.
It was
definitely.
Scary. It was scary. We were laughing about it, but it was definitely not necessarily the best situation for us to be in.
Sure. What was your most favorite part of the trip so far?
I just love traveling. I love seeing everything. The churches kind of get a little old after a while. There's so many churches, and they all kind of blend together.
Yeah.
But the churches in Ravenna were beautiful because they've got the mosaics there. And the frescoes, you know, they're very pale and, you know, they've fallen apart mostly. But in Ravenna, they have such wonderfully preserved mosaics, and they're vibrant and beautiful. And I think that would probably be, as far as sightseeing was concerned, my favorite. I also like Florence. Oh, I've got some wonderful pictures, all in digital form, so maybe I can email some.
Well, I hope so, yeah. Now, which forest was your favorite one on the way down? Did you pass through the Ardennes?
Hold on, I'm sorry?
Did you pass through the Ardennes?
Oh, I'm having a hard time hearing you, I'm sorry.
One more time? What was your favorite forest?
My favorite forest?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't really been to many forests.
Okay.
We went truffle hunting with my language school, which was in the mountains in Tuscany. That was kind of cool, except for the truffles were planted. So the dog wasn't actually finding, like, real truffles. He's finding truffles that the truffle man, Signore Truffle,
okay.
Signore Tartufo, planted and then had the dog find for us. But that was an interesting experience as well. But I've had so much wonderful fun here, and Italy's just a wonderful place. Everyone's so nice. The Italian ragazzi can be a little too nice.
True.
I remember talking to one in a piazza here just a few nights ago, and within half an hour, he was trying to suck on my ear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you're getting interesting. Tell us more about that.
well, this guy looked a spitting image like Jared Leto.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with him. He was in Requiem of a Dream, the independent film that was out recently, which is a marvelous film, by the way.
Okay.
I think it starred Paulina Abarca as well.
I'm sorry?
I think it starred Paulina Abarca as well.
Possibly. I'm not sure. But, yeah, this guy looks just like Jared Leto. So he was very attractive, so I was like, okay, you know. So I started talking to him, and he told me that he played for Roma, which is the big soccer or football, they call it here, football team. And but I'm pretty sure he didn't because Roma had a game that night. So
you have to watch out for the people when you're over there. But we're coming up to the top of the hour, so we have to let you go, Lauren Nickman. More adventures on the road in Europe. We'll be talking to you again future date. See how many other people you meet in the various piazzas of Italy. And
yes.
Next week, well, of course, down to Vermont, get to meet Robert McBride in person, and then off to the Adams Farm to watch the Border Collie demonstration. And next week, Yoav Sarabal will be back. He'll have more from his trip earlier this spring to California. He'll be doing his San Francisco and San Jose recount. That's next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Baggett.
Happy traveling, everyone.
The Liberty Works Radio Network.